everybody. I'm Raylene Lewis.
And I'm Heather Galladay.
We've been a part of the Bryan College Station community since the mid-90s. We like to shop. We like to eat.
We love a good drink.
Every now and then. And we love this area we call home. With over 20 years real estate experience, 1,500 property sales, and 630 five-star reviews.
Because that's how we roll.
We are here to show you
Aggieland Unlocked.
Now, before we get to the yummy part of today's podcast, I want to talk a little bit about the BCS Chamber of Commerce, who presented their 2023 economic outlook this week. The Bryan College Station area saw an increase in population, with no surprise there. But what might be a surprise is that the overall income is now above pre-COVID numbers. The real estate market is stabilizing and beginning to normalize over the hectic activity from the last 2 years. December saw an increase in listings over November, with most of the homes sold between the $200,000 and $300,000 price range. Buyers that previously took time off from the market over the last year are slowly reconnecting with lenders and now re-entering the real estate market, with new budgets which are creating some competition in our current market. Now, we're super excited to introduce you to a little gem in South College Station, a food truck, Charlie Max Burger Kitchen, currently open only for lunch and specializing in the most amazing old-style burgers you'll find. With names like Cheesegasm, you know you're going to want to make it a regular visit. With me today is Charles Stover with Charlie Max Burger Kitchen. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank y'all for having me. This is awesome.
So tell me about your business. Where are you located?
I'm located in South College Station. I'm technically at the corner of Barron Road and Highway 6. I'm attached to a building, so I've got a food truck. So I just park there and people come up. Been there for about a year now.
Big yellow food truck with delicious smells for people who are driving by. This is where they're coming from.
That's me in the flesh.
Okay. So first of all, what are your hours? Because I'm always driving by because I want one of your hamburgers because they're absolutely amazing and you're never open.
Here's what's funny. So I kind of adjust my hours according to the semester. The first semester, like fall semester's got games. So it really affects the way we do business. I can't get people in there at night to save my life. You've got football, you've got so many different things. And I just haven't had good luck at nights during the fall. So during the spring, I'm opening lunches. I do 11 to 1:30, and I think, well, I have to tell everybody here, 11 to 1:30, but I usually sell out at about 1. I mean, it's just such a small truck. I can't keep a ton of food. And so 1-ish is usually when I sell out. And then I'm going to open nights probably maybe at the end of this week. So I'll do 5:30 to 8.
Woohoo! That's what I'm waiting for, friend.
Yes. And, you know, I love doing it. The problem is, like I said, you have that weird kind of barrier in the fall. And then summer is... I don't know. I mean, if I don't die, I'll do nights.
It's a little hot in that box. Is that what you're saying?
It's crazy. People are like, oh my God, you're hot. It's 100 degrees out. I'm like, yeah, bro. If it's 100 out, it's 140 in that box. You can get burger and watch old guy die. I mean, you get a show. You get a burger and a show. That's the goal. I hope one day I will die and somebody can see it. Just because I'm like, you know, I've paid my dues. Somebody gets to have a really good story out of this.
Let's move on to, you know, really good life stories. So what makes your burgers so good? Because they are absolutely amazing. And do you want people to know that you're known for?
So I learned how to do this when I was in college. Pretty funny story. I was going to Stephen F. Austin, kind of. I mean, I was registered to go to Stephen F. Austin. And so I was going back and forth to some of the clubs. How about that? And yeah. Between Lufkin and Nacogdoches, there was a little place called Lost in the 50. We would go in there all the time and hang out with the owners late night. They were super cool guys. We played poker with them. I mean, it was just a heck of a time. And I was in college. It was great. So one night, they had a busload of people coming in. And the owner comes out and said, hey, we just got a call. We got a bunch of people come in. Can any of you little idiots cook? And I said, well, I can cook. And so I went back there with him and I cooked. And I ended up staying there for the summer, like just certain nights I would go in because you couldn't find people to work at midnight. And there we go. So what makes the burgers good are these really old, old recipes where I do fresh meat every day. We press it out so it's thin. It's kind of like a smash burger, except I think when you do smash burgers, it mashes all the juice out. And so similar to that. And then the spices we make in house, we've been known to make the mayonnaise in house. If I could make my own bread in house, I would, but
Your buns are good. I mean, I know that that bread is, I just said your buns were good. Oh my goodness.
No, they are. Thank you. Where's the woman hat lady? I bet she would agree.
So where do you get the bread from? Because I think you need good quality bread to make a good burger.
Well, right now I'm getting it out of Houston. I was buying it from Zeitman's locally, and he had kind of a mishap with one of his machines, and he's doing massively. He's doing so well there. I'm like, hey man, seriously, not a big deal. So I get them out of Houston. I don't tell people where I get them. So it's
a secret.
So you're saying
the best buns are located in Houston.
I'm saying the best buns, I typically carry them with me, and I go to Houston and I won't tell people where I get the buns because then they'll go copy me. I'm tired of being copied. Dadgummit.
I understand. What is the number one thing that people order with you? If someone's coming and they're going to try Charlie Mack's Burger Kitchen for the first time, I mean, what's the go-to to order?
I mean, honestly, the Bacon Double's been written up in Texas Monthly a couple of times under my other names. So I've had a couple of restaurants in the past, and when I had those restaurants, the Bacon Double got written up. And so I tell everybody the Bacon Double's where I would start because it's probably my oldest, most successful burger. But I created another burger called the Big Ed's Cream Cheese that is pretty delicious. It's cream cheese, bacon. I do a chipotle raspberry mayo, and it's just a sweet, soury kind of crazy combination. And then I have a burger called a Cheesegasm. That is ridiculous. I mean, it's blue cheese, and I kind of mix it up. Sometimes I do English cheddar. Sometimes I do Gruyere. I do Dubliner at times. I do a little bit of a Tillamook, their aged cheddar. And so it's all that. And then I use Kewpie mayo and this really cool little jalapeno pepper that's sweet. I don't know. And then I do specialty burgers. Like I do truffle burgers occasionally. I've got another truffle burger coming out because people love the last one so much. I don't know. I mean, it's just, They're specialty. They're made individually, and it just depends on what you're in the mood for, really.
Made to order, right?
Oh my God, yes, yes. I'm a nut about all that. I mean, it's hilarious.
Yeah, you just know good quality food, and you know how to produce it for the people of College Station, and for that, we're super appreciative. Except for when we, go to the scale.
Absolutely. Well, and here's the thing. I understand that, we'll do any kind of modification people ask for, like we'll take the buns off, we take the sauce off. The patties, I feel like, are high quality meat. So I think that, it's a little bit, and let me make a point here, and just, I'm going to give me a little room. People absolutely crush Chick-fil-A and act like that fried chicken is healthy for them, but then turn around and go, oh my gosh, a burger is bad for you. So I think it's time to start looking at, the way that we consume meat, I mean, to me, the beef that I do is, it's an 80-20. It's a very high quality meat. A lot of the, a lot of the fat does fry out to begin with, but I think it's actually pretty healthy. Now, eating red meat is not good for you, but I also don't say, hey, Raylene, why don't you and Heather come here every day? I wouldn't recommend that. But I also don't, I also giggle at people who go to Chick-fil-A 3 or 4 days a week and then go and eat a burger once a month and go, oh my God, I'm helping myself out. No, you're not. I mean, it's people have been fooled into thinking that. And, right now the heavy trend in our industry is fried chicken, hot chicken. Mm-hmm. You go pick up a piece of hot chicken and understand how much grease is in that and then come to the burger and look at the same. And to me, I think that it's kind of it's a matter of priority, but it's also a matter of just moderation. And that's how I'm living these days, is trying a little bit of moderation.
I think moderation is great for everyone. And, I do like my fried chicken, but to me, nothing beats a Stouffer burger. They're the best. Top of the top.
Well, thank you. You're the best.
What is your favorite thing about Bryan College Station, the Bryan College Station community?
I mean, I know this sounds funny, but well, y'all, people like you. I mean, there's a real sense of community here. And I think that when you go to bigger towns, sometimes you lose that. I like the fact that I can know my city council people. I know my mayors. I know my school board members. I think that we're an actual community here. And even though Bryan and College Station, especially the people who've grown up here, dear Lord, even though they think that they're separate towns, they're the same. I hope all of them hear that and cringe. I hope they all hear that and cringe, because people from the outside don't understand it. And we're stronger together. And, you know, I think that the sense of community here is incredible. I'm pretty lucky to be here.
I totally agree. Man, when I graduated from Texas A&M and we moved away, wasn't a couple years that my husband and I were, you know, thinking about starting a family and everything. And it was, well, where do we want to, you know, put down roots? Where do we want to begin? And we both came back to Bryan College Station, Texas, because the community is so nice.
Raylene, for y'all listening, was my realtor when I first moved into town. And she has helped me so many times over the years and just given me knowledge. I actually worked for a couple of home builders for a period, and she really helped me out. But I can tell you that when I met Raylene, she was unbelievably helpful, great at what she did, and we've kept up over the years. And so anybody listening, I mean, I'm not just a person that, you know, she eats food with and all that fun stuff. I'm a person who really believes in her product. Raylene is an absolute badass. And you can cut that if you need, but you are.
Well, thank you. No, I don't know. Maybe I'll keep in a little bit. The last thing I want to say, just in general, about plugging each other, is I think that you, and also about the community, I feel like it all ties together. You are so fun on Facebook. So, you know, whether we're looking at the most recent meals and deals that are on Facebook or just seeing what's going on, it's really fun to have our business owners, you know, come in and show their personality and put their input and make us all laugh. And you're just a great part of that, keeping the community together. I have one other question, Charles. If people don't know whether you're open or not, or what's going on, and they want to know what the latest burger is, how do they find out? How do we get in touch with you?
Well, there's two things. And I do want to add this if we can. I'm trying to keep old-fashioned service. People can text me. It's odd. I get texted all times of the night. It's pretty funny. But people can text me and ask me if we're open. And I'll answer. I mean, it's rare that I don't answer. I typically send things back. If anybody pays me through Venmo, I'll thank them, but I'll also keep their number around and kind of update the hours occasionally that way. I only have Facebook right now because what was happening is I was having to update Facebook and the website and Yelp. It just got kind of crazy to keep updating my hours. Yeah. I mean, it just, because what will happen is somebody gets, you know, somebody's like, oh my gosh, it's Monday. And I'm like, well, I don't really open on Mondays typically, except last semester I did for a while, you know? Well, then somebody sees it and I don't understand how the web works. Maybe you do, but sometimes that picture will get, it'll stay in perpetuity. Is that the word? I don't know.
It'll perpetuity. In perpetuity. It'll just keep going on and it'll be the wrong information.
Charlie Max Burgers on Facebook is probably the best place to find me, or text me at 979-402-4439. I mean, I am text friendly, and that's how people order the food there too. I can't tell you how many, I mean, I get business off the text constantly. It's crazy. Oh,
I thought I was special. I thought I was the only one that did that. And I was kind of like,
well, you know, you've got my own. No. You've got the real number. Everybody else has got my fake number.
Okay. So that's the Charlie number.
Right. That's it. There's the bat line, which is yours. And then everybody else gets the other number.
Hey,
Heather can have it too. There you go.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And we cannot wait to stop by and grab a burger and some fries and, you know, sit down and visit with our good friend.
Absolutely. Take care, y'all.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us on Aggieland Unlocked. And if you liked what you heard, please go online and rate this podcast. Take care, y'all.